It's 52 degrees on WEOL.
Oh, that's great. 8:11 at WEOL. Time to talk Cavs basketball with Tim Alcorn. It's brought to you by your locally owned and Tuffy Auto Service Center, Cleveland Street, Elyria, Broadway, Lorraine, Route 58 in Amherst. It's appropriate that you play less, given me the temperature this morning, Craig.
Why?
Why is that? Because Les is the one that introduced me to Kiss. I tell you this. Let's... Well, Tim Alcorn was out there rocking Morgan's Fieldhouse, but I kept thinking, what about the Joe Tate Perch? What?
Excuse me a minute.
Yeah, what?
Will you shut up? Good Lord.
All right, Tim, I didn't think you were going to start the show this way. I kept thinking when they would pass through the entire Rockin' Mortgage Field, I was like, where's the Joe Tate Perch? It must be buried under all those people. But I know somewhere Joe Tate was complaining about the noise in the arena, as he would in his old time like that. It brought me to that.
You were there. I can only imagine what Joe would have said.
Well, they could have used one of the big men. There was a couple big men out there. Did you see those giant Ace Frehley and Gene Simmons statues in the corners?
Oh yeah. Yeah, it was quite a production. I'll say I had never seen a Kiss concert before, so had the opportunity to go on Sunday night. And I'll tell you what, for those guys to do what they did in their 50th year on the road at their age, it's astounding. It really is.
Hanging on to those lift cranes as they're floating above the stage? That is amazing.
Oh, it was. It was a great show. Just a phenomenal show. So I enjoyed it, and I can say now I saw one of the most iconic bands in rock and roll history.
And there was a wide range of folks there. A lot of my Facebook friends that I know had posted. So from four different people, I got five different songs. Detroit Rock City, I got that Rock and Roll All Night that was there. I appreciate the long version that you posted up there. But you got to make sure you get your hearing and your voice back, Tim. You got a game tomorrow night. Right?
Yeah, the hearing came back at about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. But, you know, I did a little bit of singing, but I wasn't screaming and shouting. I knew I had to save the vocal cords a little bit, but it was an awesome show. It really was.
Well, we hope for excitement and a great show from the Cavaliers. I was reading part of Bob Finan's column and, I think it was Donovan Mitchell says, it looks good on paper. Now we have to get out there and put it together as a group, right?
Absolutely. I mean, the roster, I've said it before, different stops this summer. The roster as it's constructed right now, this is a better basketball team on paper than the one that we saw in the playoffs against the New York Knicks and the one that won 51 games. That's on paper. So as Bob said, and I wholeheartedly agree, you still have to play the games. You got to go out and see how it will all work together. But I think the Cavs are very confident that Max Strus and George Niang and Ty Jerome and the guys that they brought in are going to help this basketball team and push it even further.
And what's the status right now of Jared Allen? That's what everybody wants to know. What do you know that we might not know, if anything?
Well, I wish I could share that with you, but I don't know any more than you know. And I'm being honest there. The Cavs are being pretty tight-lipped about it. So at this point, they haven't had any status update.
I'll just call you Kevin Stefanski then. That's good. Good answer for you there. Way to go protecting the team. But what are you looking forward to most, I guess, as the season starts and even up going up against Brooklyn on Wednesday night?
Well, we talked about these new guys and Bruce and Craig. That's what I'm looking forward to seeing. And again, it may not happen immediately. It's going to take some time, although Strus and Niang really blended in well during the preseason, but there's a reason they call it preseason basketball. So I just think Max Strus and George Niang were such shrewd acquisitions by Kobe Altman and general manager Mike Gansey. They really fulfilled the needs that the Cavaliers had. And so I look forward to that, and I look forward just to seeing the further development of the younger players like Darius Garland and Evan Mobley. These guys still have a high ceiling, and obviously when you've got an elite player like a Donovan Mitchell, just to watch him play night in and night out is a real treat.
And, of course, it's getting set for you and Jim Jones and on the road in Brooklyn, then that sort of nice little homestand we have and that back-to-back against the Knicks. What are the schedule makers thinking so early in the season to do that, huh?
I don't know, Bruce. If I could sit down and have a conversation with the schedule makers, I would love that opportunity. Yeah, that's a strange back-to-back with New York and New York. So we'll play the Knicks, literally go from Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse down to the airport, fly to New York, and play the Knicks again. So two visits with the folks that knocked us out last year. So I'm sure there'll be some fuel, there'll be some motivation for that ball game or those ball games. But yeah, that's a real odd quirk to the schedule right out of the chute.
Tim, in recent years, we've heard about load management, especially among star players. Is the league doing anything about that this year? Can they do anything about it, or should they?
Well, I'll answer the first part of the question first. Yes, the league has stepped in this year in a very proactive way and has said, this has to stop, or this has to at least be curtailed. And so they have put in a set of rules as far as load management is concerned. Just to name a few, for awards like MVP, Rookie of the Year, that type of thing, there's a minimum amount of games that you have to play in order to be eligible for those awards. The league is going to crack down on teams that sit guys out in the second game of back-to-backs. They had better have a legitimate, and I mean legitimate, injury, or the teams will be fined. National broadcast games, TNT, ESPN, and so forth. If guys are sitting out those games, there really is going to be a heck to pay. Let me put it that way. So the league has enacted some rules, Craig, because, again, fans and viewers, they want to see the stars play. I look back to two instances last year at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, and it was really tough for the fans. My heart ached for them when Dallas came in with Luka Doncic. Dallas had played at home the night before, so they flew out after the game in Dallas, came to Cleveland, and held Luka Doncic out in that second game. And there were all sorts of Luka Doncic jerseys in the stands that night. Didn't get a chance to see him play. And Golden State, same scenario. It was the second game of a back-to-back on the road. They had been in Boston the day before, flew to Cleveland, had a back-to-back with the Cavs, and so Steve Kerr held out. Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond, and ironically, Golden State still won that game in Cleveland. But Steve Kerr, I mean, readily in the press conference before the game, the coach's media session, said, I hate doing this. I don't want to do this, but it's what our medical people are telling us is the best route to go. Well, now the NBA has stepped in and said, no, you're not doing that. So we'll see. We'll see how effective it is, but the NBA certainly has taken steps.
Buy a ticket to those games that are a part of the in-season tournament, because you know they're going to be fully staffed on those particular Tuesdays and Fridays in November.
I'll tell you what, Bruce, I was out yesterday at one of our radio stations on the Audioverse Network, and we were talking about the in-season tournament, and the more I hear about it and the more I really dig into it, I think fans will enjoy this. Again, it's the first year, so they're going to tinker with it, I'm sure, as it goes along. But these in-season tournament games in November that do count towards your regular season schedule, so they will count. There's incentive to win just right there. But you've got the pod set up with five teams in each conference in a pod. So you've got three pods per conference. And the winners come out of their pods. And then you have the knockout rounds. And then a final four, which the NBA says will be very similar. They're going to push it just like the final four in college basketball. And that final four for the NBA will be in Vegas. So I'm really hoping the Cavs make the Final Four. But I think it'll be exciting. The floors will look different. All the courts on play-in game, or excuse me, in-season tournament game nights will have a different look to them. The uniforms will be different. So I think once it starts and once the fans see how it works, I think they'll get into it.
Well, I'm looking at the schedule now. I will tell this NBA, hey, Fridays, sometimes in November, we have high school football playoffs going on right here. So depending on how the teams stretch through the season, good luck to the Avon Eagles and others that are performing. We may have to join some of that in progress. So we may see how that works with the Indiana game on the 3rd and the Detroit game on the 17th. But it kind of adds an instant excitement, really, to the start of the season. As we've always talked, sometimes those early games, things are, you know, how does it play out, and you know, things are going on, competing with other sports as well. But look forward to that, and of course chatting with you each Tuesday as the season wears on. Good luck and good call for you and Jim tomorrow night in Brooklyn. Tim,
always appreciate it, guys. Good talking to you, and of course the folks with WEOL. And listen, let's hope you guys just keep
all right, go on.
Just keep on rocking.
Shout it. Yeah, that's right. Take it easy.
Shout
Tim.
It. Shout it out loud.
All right. Tim Alcorn joining us, talking Cavs basketball, a little Kiss as well at that concert over the weekend. It's brought to you on WEOL by your Tuffy Auto Service Center, Cleveland Street, Elyria, Broadway, Lorraine, Route 58 in Amherst.